Good morning. It's Monday, October 27th, and we're taking a look at some economic numbers today and asking you about a plan B. Do you have one? Adam Lowe writes to us on our website, when the first wave of stimulus checks went out earlier this year, we saw some good results of that action, although the effects dwindled out by July. Now take $770 billion and divide that by the population in the U.S., and that would grant everyone $25,000, even those who were otherwise not qualified to get the stimulus checks this year. That is about 41 times of the size of the stimulus check received this year.
Big stimulus there.
And Alvin Hall, a financial advisor, is here with us. And what do you think of that idea?
I don't think it's a good idea, actually. I think people need money, but the government is racking up more debt by doing this. And what are people going to do with the money? They're going to use it to cover the expenses for a period of time. How long will it last? I think this situation is going to go on for so long that when the government gives us money, we'll use it to cover the expenses, but then they'll have to do it again and again and again. It would be better if they took a bigger picture point of view and maybe look back in the past and try to redo some ideas that came out of the Great Depression or something like that.
All right. So we're taking questions all hour from Alvin Hall, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. What questions do you have about financially moving forward for Alvin Hall? And do you have a plan B? And if so, share it with us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Meanwhile, we are going to talk about what's going on in Iraq. Joining us from Baghdad now is Quil Lawrence, BBC correspondent, to talk about two important milestones in the evolution of U.S. policy in Iraq. One involves the Status of Forces Agreement, which seems to be on the table, although it's stalled in the Iraqi parliament. And a smaller detail, which by the end of this week involves the Sunni Awakening Councils. Those are the Sunni insurgents or Sunni tribal leaders who were paid by the United States to be involved in security arrangements. Those councils are going to be paid by Iraqi officials by the end of this week. Quil Lawrence, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First of all, how is this going to work by the end of the week? What's exactly going to happen that wasn't happening before? We understand the U.S. has been paying these Awakening SAWA councils, but how's that going to be shifted?
Well, officially, the Iraqi Defense Ministry took over administration of these Sunni irregulars at the first of the month. But the real test will be the payday, which usually comes at the end of the month. The Americans had always been paying them on the last day of the month. It doesn't look like the Iraqi army is quite ready to do that, and we'll have to see how that plays out with Sunnis. If the Shiite-dominated Iraqi government tells all of these Sunni fighters, many of them former insurgents, well, your check is going to be a little bit late. We'll get it to you next week. Will they wait a week? Will the Iraqi government actually get them paid then? How long will it take before they get very aggravated? There's a lot of suspicion between these two groups.
Well, let's talk about some tape that you actually got in Baghdad. This first piece of tape is from a U.S. military official describing what I think you've described there is the complexity of this handover.
Each one of these is a SAWA member who is under contract with the coalition that, we've now registered as a Government of Iraq employee. Hopefully, some of these individuals will get taken into the Iraqi security forces on a permanent basis, either in the army or the Iraqi police at a later time.
Now, Quil Lawrence, that sounds like that a U.S. official is saying that the U.S. is going to deputize these people as members of the Iraqi government, but the Iraqi government still has to hire them.
Well, that was Major Kendrick Robbins of the 2-6 Infantry, actually about 18 miles southeast of Baghdad in the town of Salman Pak. He and his men for weeks have been fighting what I called manning the fighting photocopiers of the 2-6 Infantry. They were by hand collating, photocopying all of these records for the payroll for their local 3,300 SAWA volunteers. Essentially, they want to turn this program over to the Iraqis. It's a program they consider very successful. They want to hand it over to the Iraqi army, and in the long term, they should then be able to leave and let the Iraqis run their own affairs. There's not a lot of confidence that that's going to happen. They were trying to do all the paperwork so that there could be no excuse for the Iraqi government not to pay them.
All right, let's get a sense of, on the street, what the level of suspicion is about how this transition is going to take place. Listen to this.
Do you want American forces to leave Iraq?
Maybe.
Pattaya now is very bad to Iraq when the American forces leave Iraq. Now, directly, Iranian occupied the Iraq. Iranian government occupied the Iraq by their parties. Many parties now working in Iraq behalf of the Iranian government.
Two levels of suspicion there, Quill Lawrence. One, that Iran is going to invade, and secondly, that they don't necessarily believe that the Iraqi government is capable of doing what the U.S. government has done.
That was a leader of the Sahwa in the town of Salman Pak, who gave his name only as Abu Ghofran, which is a pseudonym. And he's not saying that the Iranians are going to invade. He thinks they already have. He thinks that Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is essentially an Iranian puppet. Now, Nouri al-Maliki has ties to Iran, so do most of the Shiite parties here who took shelter in Iran during the Saddam Hussein years in Iraq. But they think that this government's nothing but a puppet. They want to fight against what they call the Persian army, and they're talking about the Iraqi army when they say that. Well, so, yes, I think distrust is an understatement.
And all of that will be tested as this transition takes place this week, and we haven't even talked about the Status of Forces Agreement, which appears to be stalemated with the Iraqi legislature. Quill Lawrence, BBC correspondent based in Baghdad, thanks so much for being with us.